This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, March 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Newsom spends salmon news. Card check rules finalized. And IRA's farm bill potential. Newsom spends dismal salmon count. A federal council for managing fisheries yesterday unveiled three options for limiting fishing to protect salmon this year. Population levels remain well below average despite canceling the fishing season last year. The council will decide in April whether to shorten the season, establish harvesting limits, or close the fisheries once again. The PR, well, 2 minutes after the California Department of Fish and Wildlife issued the notice, the governor's office pushed out a press release celebrating $50 million in state spending to boost the population. Governor Newsom said the projects are, quote, a key component to how we will restore California's salmon population for the long term. CDFW is working with tribes and local water agencies to restore habitat, line canals to prevent water loss, and reintroduce beavers. Why it matters? Well, over the past year, sport fishing groups have detailed to the State Water Board how devastating closures are to the industry and its community. Low salmon counts have also fueled calls for dedicating a portion of the freshwater flows in the Scott and Shasta rivers to salmon. While the Water Board has set a permanent flow standard for the Scott, it recently rejected a petition to do so for the Shasta. Yet fishing, tribal, and environmental groups continue to push the issue. During a recent board meeting, Cody Phillips, staff attorney at the California Coastkeeper Alliance, pointed out that setting an in-stream flow standard is a priority in Newsom's salmon strategy, but the board members, quote, still don't know what you're going to do about it. The response, well, board chair Joaquin Esquivel asserted that the rejection, quote, is not a denial in the policy direction. He said the petition's narrow approach, however, would hamstring the board in its regulatory rulemaking. The cost? Well, the administration, in the meantime, is asking the legislature for $700,000 to staff up for implementing flow objectives on both rivers. The Environmental Law Foundation supported the spending, arguing the board must be able to limit ag diversions even in a wet year after emergency drought declarations expire. ALRB finalizes card check regulations. The Ag Labor Relations Board has issued the final draft of its proposed regulations to implement two controversial card check bills Newsom signed in a deal with United Farm Workers. Employers have raised concerns that a worker's signature could be used in a union election ballot up to a year later without the option of revoking it if the worker's job or views to unionize have changed. ALRB is taking public comments until April 22nd. The board, which meets regularly but deliberates only in closed sessions, does not plan to hold another hearing on the regulations unless someone makes the request. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. IRA overhaul could boost conservation spending 30%. Lawmakers are going to be leaving a lot of money on the table, nearly $1.8 billion, if they can't agree on putting Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding into a new farm bill. That amount of money could permanently increase conservation program funding by 30%. That's according to an analysis by the GOP staff of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Under the budget rules used to pass the IRA, the $13 billion in conservation funding now available must be spent by 2031. But if that funding is brought into the Farm Bill, the rules for that legislation would allow the money to be reallocated in a way that permanently increases the funding baseline for conservation programs beyond 2031. Now keep in mind, there's an ongoing partisan dispute over the IRA funding, but it's not necessarily about moving the money into the Farm Bill. Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee, they also want to remove IRA restrictions that limit the funding to climate-related practices. Republicans on the House Ag Committee want to move some of the IRA funding out of the conservation programs entirely and into other titles of the Farm Bill. Democrats have so far opposed both ideas. Thompson, seeing some daylight with Ag Democrats. Prospects for passing a farm bill look increasingly dim because of the ongoing disputes over funding and other issues. But House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania insisted in an interview with AgriPulse yesterday it's still possible to move a bill through his committee as soon as April. Thompson suggested he would have some Democratic support for the legislation, even though he said it will rely on funding sources, including reallocation of the IRA money that Democrats have strongly opposed. We've been working on that. We're seeing some daylight, he said, in reference to getting Democratic support. But a spokesman for Ag Committee Democrats says that getting Democratic support is, quote, wishful thinking, unless he gives up draconian cuts to SNAP, conservation, and energy programs that enjoy sustained Democratic support. Massachusetts Representative Jim McGovern described his Democratic colleagues as, quote, pretty united. By the way, the committee has scheduled a hearing for next week on the hot topic of China and U.S. agriculture. The title, The Danger China Poses to American Agriculture. Do politics drive inflation news? American views on food inflation vary, that according to their political affiliation and what news channel they watch. That's according to Purdue University's latest monthly survey of consumers. Some 71% of Republicans expect food prices to rise this year versus 56% of Democrats. Similarly, 67% of those consumers who trust Fox News as a source of information predict food costs will be higher this year versus 53% of those who trust CNN. It seems our political leanings color our perceptions of the food economy, Purdue economist Joseph Balgadis says. The average predicted increase in food prices this year, that according to the survey, is 3.7%. For the record, USDA's Economic Research Service forecasts grocery prices will rise 1.6% this year. It's down from 5% in 2023. 11.4% in 2022. The cost of eating at home unchanged in February. Well, here's today's He Said It. There are storm clouds on the horizon related to fiscal mismanagement in Sacramento. That Chris Reardon, Director of Governmental Affairs at the California Farm Bureau, explaining how the state's budget deficit could impact ag. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, March 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Kelly.